John Keeble from Warbringer. Quick Q&A for ReviewFix.com. So what got you into singing and playing metal in the first place?
I heard heavy metal and I thought it was awesome when I was a kid, pretty much in high school. Started with like Maiden, went to like Priest, then got in all kinds of power speed metal and stuff, like the kind with balls, none of the keyboard shit. You know, like Halloween, Gamma Ray, Iron Savior, all the good Storm Warrior, all the cool shit. And from there it got into just like fast metal, and it got more, my taste got more extreme over time. So I got like thrash and early death metal and some black metal and stuff, and just wanted to be in a heavy metal band. And so I met John Locks, we started playing music, and eventually here we are now.
This is the second time you're supporting Overkill. What was it like the first time, and what's it different from now?
The first time was cool. It was a good tour. This tour, I think, is even better. It's six bands, and it's a really strong support. Vader in direct support, which is killer. Last time, we were direct support, and we were a much smaller band at the time. It was our first year touring and not our third. We're on this, and we've noticed really strong responses and a lot of really strong shows in this tour, especially on the East. I think Overkill in particular is really strong on the East Coast, and I think heavy metal in particular is really strong on the East Coast.
What's Warbringer's plans after the tour?
We have to drive home like a bat out of hell, and then we got about 2 days off. We have 3 days at home if we get there really fast. If we don't get there really fast, we have 2 days at home. One of which is Thrasher de Mayo Festival, which we're going to play. And Evil Dead is headlining. Evil Dead from the 80s.
Yeah.
And then we go to Japan and Southeast Asia. And then we come back, we have a few days off, like three or four. Then we start doing Pestilence. And after that, we have a couple months off, and we're going to start writing the third album.
Okay. Do you have any ideas for the third album?
We got some ideas, and it's we want to make an album that's similar but different, that carries on what we've done, but expands on it, and that continues to be badass stuff to play live. And we want to spend more time on it than we have on the second album, and we hope you guys like it when it comes out. It'll be a while. We're going to take our time on this, so I'm not... It's going to be a while, but... We're working on it, and we're going to do the best we can to make the best album we possibly can.
Right. How do you feel on the death of the late Peter Steele, Typo Negative and Carnivore?
I think it's terribly unfortunate. I think Peter Steele's sense of things, sense of humor, sense of everything, he's a really unique individual. You know, you can always tell when it's him just from lyrics or music or something. Oh, I like Carnivore, I like Typo Negative. I think it's really unfortunate. Actually, John Locks, our guitar player especially, is a huge Peter Steele fan, but more so than anybody in our band probably. And he said that many times, as like an April Fool's joke or something, that he's faked his death.
Yeah.
And this time it actually was true, and it happened around April Fool's.
April 1st. It's kind of weird.
Yes. So, well, that's what we thought was happening. We said, oh, you know, John said, oh, he's done this before. And then we find out it's not a fake, and we're like, oh, it hit me. Like, it was quite a bummer.
Yeah.